A new study in Scientific American has a headline that I've been telling you for some time. That's why I decided to share it with you today. Scientific American has a headline: thousands of U.S. areas afflicted with lead poisoning far beyond Flint. I want to read you an excerpt from this article because I've been telling you for a long time that Flint got all the attention and all the money, and it's not even, you know, it's not even in the top tier of poison cities. On a sunny afternoon in the historic city, birthplace of the Pony Express, St. Joseph, Missouri, the place where Jesse James died, Lorinda Mignery watches her son Caden dig in the front yard. As he plays, she scolds him for putting his fingers in his mouth. In explanation, she points to the peeling paint on her old house. Caden, she said, has been diagnosed with lead poisoning, and he has lots of company. Within 15 blocks of his home, at least 120 small children have been the victims of lead poisoning since the year 2010, making that neighborhood among the most toxic in Missouri. Reuters found, as part of an analysis of childhood lead testing across the nation, in St. Joe, even local pediatrician's children were poisoned. Last year, as you know, Flint became the epicenter of poisoning. And now 13 people have been arrested for what's happened in Flint. The governor, you know, battling back an investigation by the Attorney General's office. But in the year after Flint switched to corrosive river water that leached lead from old pipes because the water wasn't treated properly, 5% of the children screened there had high blood levels. 5%. Flint is no aberration. In fact, it doesn't even rank among the most dangerous hotspots in America, not even close. In all, Reuters, and again, this is from Scientific American, Reuters found nearly 3,000 areas, 3,000, with recently recorded lead poisoning rates at least double those in Flint and more. And that was during the peak of the city's contamination crisis. And more than 1,100 of these communities had a rate of elevated blood tests at least four times higher than Flint. That's 1,100 towns in America with elevated levels of lead in the blood four times higher than Flint. The poison places of the map, they stretch from Warren, Pennsylvania, a small town on the Allegheny River where 36% of the kids tested had high lead levels, to a zip code on Goat Island, Texas, where a quarter of the kids showed poisoning, in some pockets of Baltimore, Cleveland, and Philadelphia, where lead poisonings actually span through the generations, the rate of elevated tests over the last decade as high as 50%, 50, half. Like many places, including Flint, they are plagued by legacy lead, which is crumbling paint and plumbing, industrial waste left behind by industry. But unlike Flint, most of these places will never get a nickel because most of these places will never be a campaign issue. To identify these locations, Reuters examined neighborhood-level blood testing results, most of which have not been previously disclosed. And here in Michigan, I've talked about this on the program, here in Michigan there are numerous places that have much higher levels of lead than Flint, places like Ionia and Adrian. That's right, white communities, primarily white communities, because this was all supposed to be about racism and race and not caring about children of color and so on and so forth. What rot that is. Absolute nonsense. It had nothing to do with race. It has to do with lead and poverty and exposure to the contamination. The data obtained from the state health departments at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracks poisoning rates among kids tested in each location. The resulting portrait provides a look at places where decades of U.S. efforts to stamp out lead poisoning have, well, frankly, failed. Frankly, they've just failed. I mean, if they just, it's not happening. You see, a lot of these places are overlooked because they're poor, not because they're black or Hispanic. Many of these places are white poor white neighborhoods. And the children there are no less poisoned. And the disparities you found between these different areas have stark implications. Where lead poisoning remains common today, children have developmental delays, learning issues, long-time life challenges, frankly. And yet we send all this tens of millions of dollars to Flint. Tens of millions of dollars to Flint. Some have suggested that Flint get $1 billion in aid when it was a real important political football. But what do you do now about those 3,000 locations? Those 3,000 locations that have lead levels far higher. Do you dish out $100 million each one of those places, or $200 million or $300 million? How do you do it? Don't have the money to do it because it hasn't worked in all these years. What do you do now? Well, there's something for you to consider. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Todd Wood about what's going on with China and their aircraft carrier cruising the open oceans. We're going to talk about what's happening with Russia and Iran and Israel. It's all straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
See a fine set of wheels roll down the street. Do you picture yourself in the driver's seat with a beautiful lady by your side? Do you imagine heads turning on the sidewalk to hear the bass thumping in your ride? Or do you just think, dang, I wish I had a driver's license? Guys, don't register with the Selective Service System. You can't get a license in most states. Register today at sss.gov. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law.